I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Also, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is August 16th, 1954. And the title is Mavis McCloud, and this one's main guest star is Eleanor Tannen. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. Transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
You had breakfast yet?
I'm waiting for Chester to get back from the depot. Somebody told him there's a telegram for me.
Telegram? You should have left it there, Matt.
What?
A telegram usually means somebody's coming to Dodge looking for you, or that you've got to go somewhere and look for them. Either way, it spells trouble.
Well, if it wasn't for trouble, Doc, I wouldn't have a job.
Well, then you ought to quit. It's a poor thing when a man has to make his living off of other people's troubles.
Oh? Tell me, Doc, how long's it been since anybody came to you and told you how good they were feeling, huh?
Say now. Oh, you know, I hadn't thought of that. Well, I guess we're pretty much alike after all, man. Well, hello, Chester.
Hello, Doc. I got it, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what are you looking so glum about, Chester? What does it say?
Well, you better read it. It's kind of private-like.
Huh? U.S. Marshal, Dodge City, Kansas. Coming to get married. Noon train, Saturday. Meet me. Signed, Mavis McCloud.
Oh, Mavis McCloud. Oh, that's a right pretty name. Oh, she's pretty, too. See, where's she from, anyway?
You really gonna get married, Mr. Dillon?
Hey, you're pretty foxy, Matt, keeping this so quiet.
Now, wait a minute, you two. If you're all through talking, I'll tell you something.
Yes. Quiet, Chester. This is an important moment.
Well, I'm listening.
All right, all right. Now, this may be kind of a shock to you, but since you're both friends of mine, I thought it'd be best that you be the first to know.
Yes, Matt.
I am not about to get married, and what's more, I never heard of any Mavis McCloud.
What?
Well, she still might be pretty, man.
I don't care if she looks like Lily Langtree.
Well, but Mr. Dillon, ain't you even going to meet her?
Well, I may meet her, but right now, let's go get some breakfast and talk about something else, huh?
Look at that, Mr. Dillon. Straight up noon, and there comes the Santa Fe right on time.
Yeah.
That's troubling you, ain't it?
No. I think trains should run on time, Justin.
Yes, sir, that's what I mean. Hey, look. There's Miss Kitty going into the depot there, see?
What? Chester.
No, sir, Mr. Dillon. I swear I haven't said a word to her about this. She's probably expecting some mail or packages or something. Anyway, she didn't see this. Say, how are we going to tell Mavis McCloud from anybody else?
I don't know.
Look at there. There's a girl. Would that be her?
Well, I told you I never even heard of her, Chester. How would I know what she looks like?
Well, that little girl's right pretty, Mr. Dillon. She's the only female there.
Okay, let's go ask her.
I'd judge her to be about 18, wouldn't you?
Yeah, about.
Oh, my. Say, she is pretty.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I'm Matt Dillon.
Oh. Well, maybe you can help me.
Maybe.
I'm looking for the U.S. Marshal here. Do you know him?
Oh, I'm the Marshal.
Oh, you are? Well, then you got my telegram.
Yes, I did. I say, that's right. You didn't have my name on it, did you?
Well, of course not. How would I know your name? Oh, my goodness. You didn't think I was coming to marry you, did you? Oh, how awful. I mean, how awful for you.
Well, I'm still a little confused, Miss McCloud. Excuse me. This is Chester Proudfoot.
How do you do, Chester? Well,
I'm proud to know you, ma'am. Miss.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marshal Dillon. I guess I should have explained more in the telegram.
That's all right. Who did you come here to marry?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, not yet. I just got here. You two are the only man I've met.
Chester.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, go over to the depot there and see if you can find Kitty, will you?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Tell me something, Mavis. How old are you?
I'll be 19 in December.
Uh-huh. Where are you from?
I won't tell you.
Well, why not?
Because it isn't polite for a gentleman to ask a lady so many personal questions.
All right. But why did you send me that telegram?
Because I thought I'd be safe with you helping me.
Well, helping you do what?
Get married. Oh, don't look like that. I'm not crazy. They need women out here, don't they? Well, don't they?
Yeah. They need them.
And I'll make a good wife, too. But, of course, it'll have to be the right man, Marshal. I won't marry just anybody, you know. And you can stop shaking your head like that.
I found her, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, my.
Kitty, this is Mavis McCloud.
Hello, Mavis. Welcome to Dodge.
Why, thank you, Kitty.
Kitty.
I know, Matt. Chester told me all about it. Don't mind the Marshal, Mavis. Sometimes he's a little slow to understand these things.
He most certainly is. Why, he's been looking at me as though I were a bug of some kind.
You take care of her, will you, Kitty? And I'll go try to figure something out.
He'll be okay, Matt.
And, Kitty, don't...
Don't worry. I won't take her to the Texas Trail.
Good. You let me know if you need anything, Mavis. Besides a husband, I mean. The next few weeks, I thought and worried about Mavis a lot. But I should have known I was wasting my time. She met a young fellow called Barney Wales, and 3 days later, they got married. Kitty called it love at first sight. But anyway, I knew Barney, and he was a sober, hard-working cowboy who'd started a little spread of his own not far from Dodge. It was a good match, and it looked like they were going to make out fine. At least I thought so, until one day when I was sitting in the office trying to keep cool.
I'm looking for Marshal Dillon.
Oh, come in, fella.
It's not fella, it's mister.
Mister. Oh? Remember that, huh, Chester?
Oh, yes, sir, I surely will. From St. Louis, Marshal. Now, let's not waste any more time, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind, Staley. Who are you looking for?
You know who I'm looking for. Mavis McCloud.
I thought so. Well, what do you want of her?
That's my business, Marshal.
Oh, maybe.
Where is she?
Oh, what makes you think I'd know?
She sent you a telegram from St. Louis. I knew she was headed out here somewhere, so I checked. Mavis isn't the kind to arrive in a place unknown.
I see.
Well, are you going to tell me where she is?
Well, not till I know why you want to see her.
And I'll find her myself. She's around here somewhere.
She's married, Staley.
What?
She's married. Now, why don't you go on back to St. Louis and forget about it, huh?
Who'd she marry?
What difference does it make? You're not going to bother her.
We'll see about that. In the meantime, I hold you responsible for this, Marshal.
Okay. Let's say I'm responsible. Why don't we settle it right now?
No. No, I'll find her first, Marshal. And after I've killed her husband, I'll come looking for you.
Well, forevermore. There's about the bloodthirstiest man I ever did see, Mr. Dillon. He's going to kill everybody.
Well, he might try it, Chester. I think I better ride out and talk to Barney Wales.
No, sir, not today.
What?
Well, Barney and Mavis, they're in town today. I seen them over at the Dodge House this morning. They're staying the night there.
Well, then I'll go find them there before Lou Staley does. Hello, Barney.
Marshal Dillon, come on in. Hey, Mavis, it's Marshal.
Hello, Marshal.
How are you, Mavis?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, we're fine, aren't we, Barney?
We sure are. You got to ride out and have dinner with us some Sunday, Marshal. Mavis here is the best doggone cook you ever saw.
It'd be strange if a girl from St. Louis couldn't cook.
Why'd you say that, Marshal?
Mavis ain't from St. Louis. Leastwise, she never told me she was.
It doesn't matter where I'm from, does it, Barney?
Of course not. But how'd the Marshal know?
There's only one way. Lou Staley told him.
Lou Staley? Who's he?
Well, I don't know, Barney, but he says he's going to kill you.
What?
For marrying Mavis.
Oh. He loves you, too. Is that it, Mavis?
No. Not exactly.
Well, what then?
I made up the name McCloud, Barney. My real name's Staley.
There's only one thing I want to know, Mavis.
Yes?
You love him?
I hate him.
Okay. Let him come, Marshal. I'll fight him.
No. No, you go out to your ranch. I'll take care of Staley.
I never run from a fight in my life, and I don't aim to start now.
Please, Barney,
it's no
can't...
use arguing. If this Staley's looking for me, he can find me. What's he armed with, Marshal?
6-gun. Carries it in his belt.
Okay. I'll go about my business here like always, but I'll sure keep one eye open.
Hello, Marshal.
Oh, hello, John.
Oh,
in, Matt.
How are you, Kitty? I was in here with Chester a little earlier. Where were you?
Oh, I took a walk after supper. Anything to stay out of this saloon for a while. What'd you want me for?
Well, there's a man over there at the bar, Kitty. That tall, dude-looking fella.
Hmm?
You see him?
Who is he?
Well, his name's Lou Staley. Did you ever hear of him?
No.
Yeah, I thought that maybe Mavis McLeod might have said something about him.
She's never mentioned him. But I've hardly seen her since she got married. What's it about, Matt?
Well, Staley's kind of disappointed over Mavis getting married. Says he's going to kill Barney and me and, well, I don't know who.
He is?
Yeah, he followed her out here from St. Louis.
So that's it. Jealous ex-lover, huh?
Mavis' real name is Staley, Kitty.
It is. Well, I guess Mavis kind of fooled all of us. I can understand Staley wanting to kill Barney.
That's not my business how Mavis messes up her life or anybody else's, but murder's wrong, Kitty. No matter what the cause, it's wrong.
Matt, look.
Yeah, I see her.
She's seen us, too.
Hello, Marshal. Kitty.
Sit down, Mavis.
You shouldn't be in here, Mavis.
I know, Kitty, but I had to come.
Where's Barney?
He's talking business with some cattle buyers over at the Dodge House. He doesn't know I'm here.
It's no place for you, you know.
It's good enough for Kitty, isn't it?
I work here. I explained all that to you.
Well, I didn't come here for fun. I ran into Chester out in the plaza, and he told me I'd find Lou Staley here. I've got to talk to him. Probably won't do any good, but I've got to try.
Well, he's over there at the bar.
I know, I saw him. But I didn't dare walk up to the bar, not with all those men watching.
Okay, Mavis, I'll get him. No, I guess I won't have to.
I knew I'd find you sooner or later, Mavis.
I want to talk to you, Lou.
It's too late for talk. I told you what I'd do, and I'm going to do it.
Lou, I want to talk to you alone.
Go out back, Mavis. The door's right over there. Nobody will bother you outside.
Come on, Lou.
Won't do any good, Mavis. You know it won't.
I don't like this, Kitty.
Why not? Talking's better than fighting, isn't it?
No, talking isn't going to stop him. You know, there's something wrong about him, Kitty. It's sort of like he can't hear or see anything but himself. Like he's all alone in the world.
Any man in love acts like that, man.
Well, maybe. But if I didn't think he'd just keep coming back, I'd tie him up and throw him on a train for back east.
Oh, we should do something.
What?
Matt.
Yeah, come on.
Matt, look, it's Mavis.
Yeah. Mavis. Mavis.
Did he kill her?
No, she's still alive.
You go after Staley, Matt. I'll take care of her.
I'll get Staley, but I'm going to carry Mavis over to Doc's first. You better come along, Kitty.
Well, Mr. Dillon, that's the worst thing I ever heard of. Shooting a woman.
Well, Doc says she's got a fair chance, Chester.
You're going to tell Barney about it, then go after Lou Staley, huh?
I'm going to do more than that.
You are? What?
You'll see.
Well, I hope Barney's still here at the Dodge House.
I hope so, too, Chester.
Maybe that's him standing over there. I know that one fella. He's a cattle buyer.
Oh, there's Barney with his back to us.
I got better beef than that, but you're going to have to pay for it.
Oh, Barney.
Hi, Marshal.
Oh, that is a Marshal.
How are you, gentlemen?
What are you doing here, Marshal? Something wrong? There is, ain't there? I can tell.
Yeah, there's something wrong, Barney.
Well, what is it? Tell me. Where's Mavis?
Now, wait a minute, Barney. Look, do you trust me?
Well, sure I do, Marshal. Of course, why shouldn't I?
Well, no reason, but I want you to think about it when you wake up.
All right, gentlemen, don't interfere in something you don't know anything about. Chester.
Yes, sir.
Go get a rope and tie him up, but fix it so he can walk. And when he comes to, take him to jail.
But, Mr. Dillon, he...
Do it.
Okay, sir.
I warned the cattle buyers there not to say a word to anybody about Barney. And then I went out looking for Lou Staley. I tried every saloon and gambling house in Dodge. But finally I gave it up and went over to the jail and got Chester. It was past midnight when we entered the Dodge house once more. Had a talk with a clerk. And then went up to Barney and Mavis' room.
Mr.
Dillon? No, Chester, he won't run till he does what he came here to do. And here it is. Okay, get inside.
Yes.
All right, you stand over there, Chester, so you'll be behind the door when it opens.
All right. Staley's sure going to be surprised if he does come here, ain't he?
Yeah, unless that clerk downstairs bungles it.
Well, all he's got to do is say Barney come in a while ago and went upstairs.
That sounds easy. But he might get scared and say anything.
What's there to be scared of a man who shoots women?
Now, the clerk doesn't know about that, Chester. And besides, Staley may be crazy, but he's armed and he's dangerous.
Yes, sir, I guess you're right. Say... Barney got real wild when he come to and found himself all tied up. I had a terrible time with him. He blamed...
Wait a minute. Quiet, Chester.
You think it's him?
All right, Wales, you coward, where are you?
Hold it right there, Staley. No. Doc's office at the top of the stairs, Bunny.
She says Mavis is going to be okay, huh?
Yeah, she's doing fine. Now, here we are.
Wait a minute, Marshal.
Yeah?
About last night, I'd have found Lou Staley somehow, and I'd have killed him any way I could, Marshal.
It might have been murder, Barney.
Yeah. I guess this is the first time I ever thanked the man for knocking me out. Let's go on in now.
Hello, Matt. Barney?
Where's Mavis, Doc?
She's in the back room there. And except for a little fever, she's coming along fine, Barney. Of course, you'll have to stay quiet for a few days. You can't be moving her around.
Can I see her now, Doc?
Sure, go ahead there. Mavis told me about the shooting, Matt. You know what happened?
No, what, Doc?
Well, she tried to take Staley's gun away from him, that's what. They were fighting over it, and it went off. He didn't try to kill her at all.
Huh? You know, it's funny about Staley.
What, man?
Most men would have tried to kill a wife that ran off and married somebody else.
Wife? Oh, now, you don't mean that. And Mavis seems like such a nice girl.
You never know.
Marshal Dillon?
Yeah.
Mavis would like to see you.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Marshal.
Mavis?
There's something I want to tell you, Marshal.
Okay.
Barney already knows. I told him yesterday after you left.
Now go on.
It's about Lou Staley. I know what you think, but I've known him all my life, Marshal. And Lou was crazy. There was something wrong with him. I guess I was ashamed of it, or I'd have told everybody sooner, especially Barney.
You're not responsible for his being crazy.
No, wait. Lou always did say he'd kill any man I married. That's why I ran away.
Now, you're asking an awful lot of him, Mavis, crazy or not.
Marshal, Lou Staley wasn't my husband. He was my brother.
Mavis, you've been nothing but trouble to me ever since I got that telegram. And I don't want to ever see you again. Unless it's across your dining room table some Sunday.
Directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Eleanor Tannen, and Sam Edwards. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. CBS Radio Network.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @otrwesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for